Yeah, rev it up. Here we go. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Confident, nervous, where you at? I am confident. The Phillies are going to beat the Mets. Hugh's very confident. Kyle is a bundle of nerves today as we get set for the NLDS. And we need you to take the pledge. We got to mute the Mets. We cannot have their fans being loud. If you're going to the games tomorrow, and I'll be there, or Sunday, we need you to help mute the Mets. If they're loud, we're louder. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the guest line here. We're joined by Buster Only of ESPN as we get set for what should be a great division series across baseball. Buster, how you doing today?
Buster.
I'm doing great. I'm here in Montana, headed back to Connecticut to do some studio shows this weekend. But, man,
Montana,
we've had some unbelievable days. And, the series between the Mets and the Phillies, can't wait for that. Dodgers, Padres, it's going to be awesome.
Buster, it is. And for the first time ever, we get the Phillies and Mets in the postseason. Buster, what's your thought on this series? You know, the Phillies are obviously the favorite. They're at home. But there are some similarities the last couple of years where the Phillies were in the Mets' shoes, where they were the hot team and they were taking on a division opponent. How do you handicap this series, Mets-Phillies?
Yeah, I mean, I'll stick with what I said before the season started. I think the Phillies are going to win the World Series. I think they're the best team, and especially given that the Mets had to scramble down the stretch and win that game, that wild comeback in Monday's doubleheader against the Braves, and then that game last night. I think they come out of that series with questions about Edwin Diaz and, how is he actually feeling on the mound, potential spot for the Phillies to get to late in games. But overall, I mean, they're obviously dangerous. They're playing with some confidence, and these two teams know each other so well. I always thought in the years when the Yankees and Red Sox had their heyday that, people who would, when the Yankees had these stacked lineups, my feeling was always, yeah, but the Red Sox know them. Like, they're not in awe of them. They're not like, some team coming from outer space. Like, they are very familiar with them, and the Mets are going to play against the Phillies with confidence.
Buster, as you look at these series, the one thing that feels to me like it could be a big differentiator is Zach Wheeler, just the way he's pitching down the stretch, and the Phillies obviously having him lined up for tomorrow and then a potential game five on regular rest. Buster, I guess Chris Sale, and I'm guessing he's going to win the Cy Young, but man, Wheeler has been, for the whole year, especially the last 2 months, right there as one of the top two or three pitchers in the game.
And you can make a case that Wheeler should be the National League Cy Young Award winner. I agree with you. I think Sale's going to win it. But I think if you were to poll, all managers and general managers, give them truth serum and say, you had to win one game in October, who's the guy that you would want on the mound? I think Zach would win that. He's been so consistent, so durable. And in an era in which you see teams, starting pitchers are looking for the exit ramp in the fourth and fifth inning, I mean, Zach Wheeler's the guy who's going to carry you the seventh and eighth inning in most of his starts. And I agree with you. I think that's an advantage for them, and he's going to be rested and lined up and ready to go. I am, like all the teams in recent years, the Phillies are trying to find the formula of how to deal with days off at the beginning of October if you get the playoff bye, and that'll be tested as we go forward.
So it's funny that you touched on that, Buster, because what is your sentiment about that? Because last year the Braves made a big deal about it. What do you think? Do you think it actually affects teams when they're off?
I think it can affect teams. If you get a team that's red hot, they're going down the stretch and suddenly they're not doing anything for 4 or 5 days other than playing inter-squad games. And I've had players probably tell me, inter-squad games are a joke. No one's playing with that intensity. No pitcher's throwing inside, for fear of injuring a teammate. So I do think teams in the past have been derailed sometimes by those days off.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. If you were to ask every general manager, every manager, if you had a choice between a bye or scrambling and doing what the Mets did this week, that crazy doubleheader on Monday, they fly late, go to Milwaukee, play this three-game series, extend their bullpen, or, to have days to rest, it's not even close. They would all take the bye.
Oh, there's no doubt. Because, you just mentioned, the Astros just went out in 2 days to the Detroit Tigers. I mean, it happens very quickly. You could be out. Buster, one of the big differentiators we're hoping is home field advantage here, games one and two, and then a potential five. But, Buster, what do people around the game say about Citizens Bank Park and what it's become? Is it feels like it's... It reminds me of the old Yankee Stadium in a way, maybe the old Fenway Park, where it feels like it does make a difference here.
Yep, I completely agree with you. You know, baseball is not typically a sport, I think, like the NFL, to a lesser degree like the NBA, where, you know, home field, home court advantage is necessarily a big thing. But I think for the Phillies, it is. I covered those the Yankees back in old Yankee Stadium, where you would see the outfield stand sway if there was a big moment, and the crowds were loud, and players were, I think visiting players were intimidated by it. 2017 in New Yankee Stadium, you know, the Astros. This is before they went on to win the World Series. But after the fifth game of that series, Carlos Beltran called together the players and basically told all the young guys in the team, calm down. Like, you got to get it together. And I think that's a dynamic that the Phillies have on their side. I remember last year when, you know, they faced the Marlins, you could feel that. Like, the Marlins looking around going, ooh, wow. The Diamondbacks overcame that. But generally speaking, I think right now, if you were to, again, do a poll of, you know, players and do a poll of executives, they would tell you that they think the Phillies crowd is the best crowd in baseball right now.
Buster Olney, ESPN, joining us as we preview the division series, starting with the Phillies and the Mets tomorrow. Buster, what's your thought on the other side of the NL? We get two divisional matchups, Phillies-Braves and then Padres-Dodgers. And the Padres, they look like they're surging here at the right time.
So I just did the Padres series against the Braves. That, to me, I mentioned I picked the Phillies before the year started. I'm sticking with that. I think the Padres in this moment are the best team. That team has, you know, it's remarkable to me how much they turned over their clubhouse culture, which last year was bad. You know, you heard stories about their manager, Bob Melvin, didn't like A.J. Preller, the general manager. This player didn't like that player didn't like this player. It's the total opposite this year, and they have an unbelievably stacked bullpen. And his kid, Jackson Merrill, one of the most talented players in baseball, you know, 21 years old, and he plays with so much confidence. He reminds me of Jeter in how pure his confidence is. And the Dodgers, for all the stars, you know, for having Ohtani and Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, their pitching is a mess. It's a puzzle because of all the injuries they've suffered. So I think the Padres will move on, and we'll have a rematch of the Phillies, Padres, and LCS.
Boy, that'd be fun. Buster, we appreciate a few minutes here. We know you're a busy guy, and we'll be watching and listening on ESPN. Thank you, Buster.
It'll be a blast. Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Buster Olney, ESPN, talking about the home field. And he, preseason, he picked the Phillies. He's sticking with them.
Yeah, that's a good feeling, man. Hey, that guy knows baseball. Been around a lot of baseball. Makes you feel good.
And he also kind of foreshadowed. He thinks we're getting Phillies Padres in the next round, which would be
that'd be a good one.
No matter what we get, however the NL plays out, it's going to be a fun matchup. I mean, the Padres were good, and we saw them 2 years ago, and obviously the Dodgers with Ohtani and all those guys. 215-592-9494. What are you feeling today as we get set for the Phillies and the Mets tomorrow at 4:00? Is it confident? Is it nerves? Like, where are you right now, Hugh? I know you came in here today feeling all that.
I'm excited. Last night, you know, we figured out who we were going to play. So I just came here today excited. I'm just excited to get it going. I'm excited to see what that ballpark is going to look like tomorrow, because I know a lot of fans. The great part about being in the city for me, to be honest, Joe, is the fact that, especially around this time of year, you could see all the fans. It's almost like when you walk through the city, you say, go Birds or go Fields.
Yeah.
People say it back. It's like everybody's on the same wavelength in the city right
there's
now.
There's an energy right now. Now, it might be nervous energy for some. It might be confident energy for some. But there's an energy. 215-592-9494. I am confident. I respect the Mets. They've obviously had a great run here. And I do consider them dangerous. But I think the Phillies are going to win the series. The Phillies have Zach Wheeler. They have Bryce Harper. They have the better bullpen. They have home field. And I just heard from Buster Olney, it's maybe the last home field in baseball that still really matters. I feel confident. Where are you at? 215-592-9494. And we need you to take the pledge. If you see a Mets fan in town, yell "Let's go Phils" at them. If you're at the game tomorrow or Sunday, you got to make sure that you drown out the noise of Mets fans. We cannot let them be loud. We're not going to have a Knicks Sixers 2.0. Not happening.
No, that can't be the case.
Even if people are there. And we don't have to be naive. Some people will hop on the secondary market and grab some tickets. There'll be some, I don't know what the number is, 10, you know, 5,000, 6,000. There will be some Mets fans there tomorrow. It's okay. Drown them out. Mute the Mets. 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. A lot to discuss as we get set for game number one. Ken in Cinnaminson is up. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
What's
good,
up, Ken?
What's up?
First of all, let me say this. You're right. You know, You know who says you better take a jacket because it might get a little chilly later? Your mother.
Yeah, so, that's what I was thinking, Ken. What are they talking about?
Grown men just suck it up, you know, and it is what it is. So, you know, it's the everybody gets a trophy generation that has gotten, you know, plant-based on this, you know, let's carry around our little jacket, our little sweater, maybe an umbrella in case there's a few drops, you know. So you're right about that. Listen, I have, first of all, we have to look at this as an opportunity. We can't be worried about Mets fans at Citizens Bank Park. We have to look at it as an opportunity because there is nothing funnier in the world than Mets fans and Jets fans that have high expectations.
I agree with that. Yeah, because you know the disappointment is coming very soon. Always does for them.
Exactly. They're going to come rolling in here all fired up because they you know somehow you know rolled the dice and came up with sevens when it mattered. And you know they're going to get their butts handed to them, and they're going to go home humiliated. And that's the only state that a Mets fan should ever be in is utter humiliation because they're the Mets. Okay. So, and in terms of the fans, I have a chant suggestion that I think we really need to take to heart.
Okay.
In 2008, when Evan Longoria stepped to the plate or did anything, 40,000 people chanted Eva, Eva, Eva.
Oh, I don't think you like that.
Every time Pete Alonso makes an appearance, whether it's at the plate or he makes a stupid play, anything, the chant from 40,000 Citizens Bank Park Phillies faithful has to be hair plugs. Hair plugs, hair plugs,
who got the hair plugs?
Alonso.
He did?
I mean, they were on full display last night. And let me tell you something. There is nothing that says I am insecure about being a man more than a man that has to go out and get fake hair because God took his real hair away from him. You be a man, you suck it up, you be bald if that's what your genetics says. And if you're going out to get hair plugs, you're just a sissy. So that will get under his skin so bad. So that's the chant. Hair plugs, hair plugs, hair plugs.
Ken, good stuff. I'm all about getting under Pete Alonso's skin. I mean, Pete Alonso is very hateable. I mean, he's a good power hitter, but he's hateable and annoying. Even that dance around the bases last night after his home run, jumping up and down. You can't stand the Mets. It's the Mets. And I agree with Ken's point there. The Mets fans live to be humiliated. That's what the franchise has been since they came in, you know, as the worst team ever in the early 60s. They live to be humiliated, and we have to facilitate that.
Yeah, I'm all with Ken except for the hair plugs thing. I got hair plugs. I rocked my bald head, but yeah. I did.
I thought you'd be happy that Ken seconded your "Hey, be sweaty to be a man."
Well, the hell we're in lockstep with that.
The issue for me with the sweatshirt thing is
because if you're going on a job interview or a date, you might need some hair.
Well, hair restoration,
is a good thing.
It's regrowing your own hair.
Yeah, it's not.
Dr. Raffi.
We love Dr. Raffi.
Shameless plug for Dr.
So here's the issue, Hugh, with the sweatshirt thing. If you don't want to bring a sweatshirt, you want to just be, you know, ride with your T-shirt tomorrow, that's fine. Do whatever you want. But if you're going to wear a sweatshirt in and you are warm, why would you not just remove the sweatshirt so you're not hot?
I've been through this before. Like,
it
as a guy.
It doesn't make any sense. What does the guy have to do with that?
Because if you're hot, you just can't move a whole lot. You just got to be still.
Why not like be comfortable?
But if you're hot, because you know it's going to get cold eventually.
But then put the sweatshirt back on.
But see, you gotta just stand like, and I'm doing it like everybody can see me. But you just got to stand there stiff. You can't do a whole lot of movement.
What are you talking about?
Then you start sweating.
You know what I'm noticing from this older generation?
What?
That you guys are very insecure about how you appear to other men.
What do you mean?
Why do you care so much about what?
Nobody's insecure. It's just that certain things you don't do.
You want to look like a man. You want to act like a man. You know what men do? You know what men do? They don't give a bleep about how they come off to other people.
No,
they do what the hell they want.
That's why you don't carry
extra
shirt.
There's no rules to being a man. You're a man, or you're not a man.
When you carry extra shirt, do you tie it around your waist?
I might.
Just carry it in your arm.
I do whatever the hell I please. You guys, a lot of looking over at other people's grass.
Focus on the important
and who's
tomorrow.
A man and who's
Look,
not. It's a little insecure.
I might have to come late then and let the weather cool off a little
no,
bit.
No, I need you there for first pitch.
That's more manly than not bringing
a
sweatshirt.
You don't want to
make any sense.
You want me too hot. You want me too hot.
Hugh, there's thousands of people counting on you. Thousands of people counting on you.
I had to pregame a little bit.
That's fine. Do that.
A little insecure.
Can we just focus on the important things? Mute the Mets tomorrow.
Mute the Mets.
Wear
that's right.
Five sweatshirts. Wear four. Bring
balls
seven.
Balls get sweaty.
Whatever.
Mute
I don't
them.
Care.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
I need you waiting that rally towel on the big screen, Hugh. I need you to
my
get
my rally
the,
tap.
Yes. That you. The,
as I do
it's
it,
literally
like somebody,
on your head.
Like somebody can see me.
He's waving a fake rally towel and there's one on his head.
Yeah, it is incredible what's going on in here. All right, 215-592-9494. Regina in North Philly is up. Hey, Regina.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Regina? How you
what's
doing?
What's up?
So, I was just listening to the guy that called earlier that was not treated very nice by Dick Allen.
Oh, that fraud, Marty?
He's a fraud.
Yes, because so when I was about 11 or 12 years old, the same thing happened to me by Jerry Martin. I don't know if anybody remembers him on the Phillies really a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him for his autograph, and he basically told me, it was really me. He's like, get away from me.
Mm.
And I didn't go and start rooting for another baseball team. I'm still a Phillies fan all my life, and they're going to win this series. And that's all. I just want to say that guy was a fraud, and boo-hoo to him.
You know what, Regina? You
that
stuck with your
cool,
team,
though.
even though you know Jerry Martin wasn't nice to you. That's what you should do. You don't have to jump to the
cool,
Mets.
What,
he's one player, and you know what I just did? I just looked him up on Wikipedia, and his last team was with the Mets.
Oh, like, yeah, so the real fraud was Jerry Martin. That's what we found out today.
Yeah, there you go.
Regina, what are you feeling about this series? Confident, nervous? What feeling you got today?
I am nervous and confident. I think they're going to win, but I just don't like the idea of all the Mets fans being in the stadium. That's what I'm most.
She's with me with that one.
So, Regina, will you take the pledge whether or not you're going to be there? If you see a Mets fan, you got to just you let them know, let's go Phillies. Like, we have to mute the Mets. Are you taking the pledge, Regina?
Oh, yes, of course. 100%.
Okay. Thank
no
you.
Problem.
We appreciate it. Right, you got it, Regina. We appreciate the phone call. See, she's stuck with her team.
Yeah, because she seems like she's probably a little bit more, got a little bit more gumption.
She's not a fraud.
But that's still kind of sad, though.
Stop
it just
sympathizing
makes me,
with Mets fans.
No, I just kind of, when I hear about the kids, man, and not signing autographs for the kids, like, I'm not a big fan of adults for the most part.
Yeah,
I get it.
Kids grow up to be jerk adults sometimes.
No, zero empathy for the Mets. Zero.
Yeah, we can't have that today.
Yeah, we can't. Gotcha. I mean, if you think too deeply about this, then you'll feel empathy for everyone. Like, guess what? There's probably like 5 million Mets fans kids out there.
You know who was
I
once
hope
a kid?
They're all sad this weekend.
You know who was once a kid? Pete Alonso was once a kid.
Right, and look at him now.
Yeah, he's
a weenie.
Big old weenie.
Weenie puff.
Big old.
Yeah, that was wild.
Isn't that what Pete Alonso is? I mean, that's the truth. Fred in Wilmington. What's up, Fred?
Yeah, cut that one.
What's up, Fred?
Hello.
Fred.
What's going on, man?
Fred from Wilmington, how you doing?
Good, hey, Fred.
How you doing?
What are you feeling, Fred?
I tell you, I've been a Phillies fan for over 70 years. Dallas Green was a fraternity brother of mine. That's how old I am.
Oh, wow. So, how about that?
I was there for the sixth game of the World Series in 1980. I was also watching, unfortunately, the 64 complete collapse under Gene Mauk and the crew. I'm nervous for one reason. The Mets team has been, they shouldn't even be there. The Braves should have knocked them out. The Brewers should have knocked them out. It's been the last four or five series they've had, and they've every time they said the Cinderella streak is going to end.
I know. Fred, there's an element to them where they won't die. I feel it too.
It hadn't. They're not as good as us. You go position by position. They're not as good as us. But our team hadn't played since July 1. We have played under 500 baseball, and this team is playing out of their mind. It's really hard. I think the Mets are going to beat us 3-2. In the ninth inning of game 5. That's just the
Fred, I can't do that. No, we can't.
Wait a minute, hold up, Fred. You curse and then you make that prediction? That's because
I just can't see it. The way they're
good.
Going.
He don't care.
When does the Cinderella streak stop? With us? Is that what it is?
That's right. We end this thing. Fred, we appreciate the phone call. Let me
do
say this.
Do we appreciate it, though?
We always appreciate Fred's phone call.
But he did the potty mouth, and then he said what he said.
Well, here's the thing. Today's the day. It's a lot of heavy lifting on Kyle because people are fired up. I mean, that's...
I need everybody to take a deep breath. Like, I can't be dumping every 10 seconds. It's out of control.
We about to be in so much
seriously.
Trouble.
Seriously. Let's rein it in here.
Hold on. This isn't our fault.
Why not?
What did we do?
We do kind of encourage this behavior.
Yeah, all right. But I just say something about the whole hot team Cinderella story?
What?
They're really... I know we don't want to believe this because we want to feel like there's some sort of element of, like, this is supposed to happen. There really is no rhyme or reason to what happens in October. There really isn't. Obviously, the Phillies got hot the last 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. Specifically in 2022. And are there some similarities between this Mets team
and the Phillies back in the day?
Yeah, obviously, right? They're the hot team, the 2019 Nationals, the 2021 Braves, the 2022 Phillies. Like, we've seen the story before. I get that. But our last caller also mentioned the Phillies have been 500 since July, right? The Texas Rangers last year were the same thing. They got off to a great start last year in 2023. They played 500 baseball in the summer, and then they got in the playoffs and they won the World Series. We want to make this thing like, see, this is how it works. I don't think that's actually true, Hugh. When the playoffs start, it's how you play now.
It's a separate entity.
It is.
In the playoffs.
It totally is. I get it. Like you, there's a reason to have some sort of nervousness when a hot team is coming in. But if the Phillies play good baseball...
And if they do their thing...
They'll win.
Yeah.
That's it.
I believe that.
I think we try to make these overarching reasons why a team wins and team loses. I just think it's a matter of how you play over these three or four or five games. If Zach Wheeler goes out there tomorrow and pitches...
And handles his business.
...the way we're accustomed to him pitching...
Yeah, we'll be fine.
...they're going to win the game because they have a better starting pitcher and a deeper bullpen around that guy. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Jake in Northeast Philly. What's up, Jake?
Yo,
Jake.
What's up, guys? How you feeling?
Jake, I'm
confident.
How you
feeling, Jake?
I'm confident. I'm not real worried about the series. We got Wheeler going up against their fourth starter, most likely, or a bullpen game. And then, you know, it's the sewer rats that crawl out of the sewers a couple times a year to come up or down to Philly. I think we're going to be fine. I think we take the game in four, or series in four. I think we're going to be cool.
Well, I'll sign up for that right now, Jake. Get the Phillies in
That'll
four.
Work. We'll take that.
And we don't need to play a winner-take-all game five next Friday. I'll take that right now. Sign me up.
I think we win it in four. I mean, obviously they're a hot team, the Mets, but it really don't matter what happens before October. It matters what happens in October.
And it matters really what happens in game one. I mean, Jake, the game one is everything to me. Jake, we preached the phone call.
The rationale is all solid rationale.
It's all about tomorrow. Game one really feels like the pivot point of the series. If the Phillies get it, we can all exhale and we got one. If the Phillies don't, I think the nervousness in this city goes from, like, I don't know what it is, 45% right now.
Well, it's the momentum thing.
Yeah, well,
it's
also,
the momentum thing.
We can't lose with our best pitcher.
No, you can't, because that builds confidence for the other team.
Yeah.
And that's what I think we're dealing with right now. You know, they're traveling. They're coming back. They're coming here. They got here yesterday. Well, they got here today, I should say.
Middle of the night, whatever.
Yeah, and they're resting up, and they're coming into CBP. So you have to put your foot on their neck early and make them know that this is not where you want to be in this playoff series, because this place is going to be loud, this fan base is going to be raucous, and just take care of your business.
There's no question. 215-592-9494. We'll get your phone calls on the other side. Confident or nervous, where do you come down? I am confident. Hugh is excited.
I'm excited.
Excitedly confident or excitedly nervous?
I'm excitedly confident.
Okay, thank you.
And then, you know, with the callers calling and giving all the bravado that they give, it's working well.
Yeah.
Synergy.
We're getting
today.
Hugh to the point where he's going to lead the fans on the Jumbotron tomorrow.
All depends on how many gummies and adult beverages.
You take whatever you need. Just like players get ready, they do for their body.
Yeah. You need pre-game. Some PEDs.
Yeah. Whatever you need. That's the bottom line. Kyle is very nervous. Where do you feel?
Who did that?
some Mets fan. I can't. We can't lose this team. Just, well, it's a non-starter, Hugh Douglas.
That's sad because that's not creative at all.
No, it's bad. And it fits with the Mets, though. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilliatt. All right, we'll get back to your calls here in a second. Confident, nervous. What do you feel right now? Like, what's the feeling? What's that deep down gut feeling as you wake up today knowing it is the Mets coming in here this weekend for the National League Division Series? I am confident. I respect the Mets. I think you have to give them credit for what they've accomplished, but they're not winning the series. The Phillies are going to win the series. They're going to beat the Mets. They have the best pitcher in baseball right now. They're certainly the best in the NL still going with Zach Wheeler. Home field advantage. They have just as good, if not a better lineup than the Mets. They have clearly a better bullpen. They're going to win the series and move on to the NLCS. I am confident. Hugh is excitedly confident.
Excited.
Yeah, and Kyle over there, how are we feeling an hour and a half into the show? Where are the nerves?
Awful. Okay. Like, and all this bravado from the callers. Like, you know what this reminds me of?
Don't say it. Don't say Super Bowl against Chiefs.
That's exactly what it. Yeah, we're gonna beat the Chiefs by like 20 points.
But hold on,
yeah, that was a lot.
Well, that bothered me, and I
it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought people were out of line. I mean, I just against Andy Reid and Mahomes, it was ridiculous. But this isn't Reid and Mahomes; well, it's a stinking Mets.
My point is, our confidence or nerves don't matter.
Well, so yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Because all this stuff about, like, is it making you feel better? No, I'm not gonna feel better until I watch them play and I see them win.
All right, can I help you? I can help you with
help
this.
Him out.
No!
Help him out.
Well, we can't lose because I cannot have this Mets team move on. Let's go through the reasons why the Mets absolutely cannot win this year.
Okay? It's
this dumb song. Get this out of here. Okay, so that. There's also, did you see this, Hugh? They have a playoff pumpkin. Do you know about this?
No, not the playoff pumpkin.
Yeah, the Mets are bringing with them a playoff pumpkin.
Is that the same as like the rally monkey way back in the day?
I guess it's their thing. I guess this thing's going to be in the clubhouse tomorrow, this pumpkin. I'm watching the post-game stuff last night, and they're holding a pumpkin. I can't do it.
How big? I mean, come on.
I mean, what is it? Is it deck? I need to see this picture.
I'll show you. It's a playoff pumpkin. I don't know.
I'm going to Google it, a picture of the playoff.
Here. It's, you got Alonzo holding it here in his hand.
Oh, it's not. Okay, so it's not carved. It's just a pumpkin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they have time.
So it's not a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, they don't have time to carve the pumpkin. They're playing games every day.
No, I'm saying so. It's not special. It's just a pumpkin.
Yeah, but it's their thing. I mean, I can't let a team with a playoff pumpkin come in here and win. So we have the fact that look, the Mets are supposed to be sad.
How do they know it's the same pumpkin though? See, that's my thing because it does nothing. Nothing distinguishes it from any other pumpkin. So you could snatch the pumpkin and give them another pumkin. And it won't be the same.
You're saying somebody should replace the playoff.
Oh, I like this. Yeah.
Throw
them off their mojo?
Yeah.
Like a covert operation here to playoff pumpkin
out of here. Let's not get in trouble.
No. I like where this is going.
Let's not get in trouble. But I would think that since it's not a significant kind of pumpkin, just go in there and somebody smash that pumpkin or throw it away or hide it.
Oh, this would be a great idea. Listen, again, we don't encourage anything that is unlawful, but if you see the Mets pumpkin sitting there, smash that
sledgehammer
thing.
Sledgehammer, yep.
Smash it. All right, so we have...
Knowing my luck, somebody's going to smash the pumpkin. They're going to be like, Hugh Douglas, smash the pumpkin.
Wait a second, what are they going to do, press charges of pumpkin?
I'm just saying,
it's
man.
It's a squash.
I mean, I'm just saying, I got two strikes already. I don't need that third one.
We're getting a third one today. I said to hit the dump button like 20 times.
How incredible would the reaction at Citizens Bank Park be if someone swiped the pumpkin, handed it to Hugh, and you smash it on the concourse at Citizens Bank
Park? I can't do
that.
I got two strikes. Oh. I can't do it.
All right, so why else can't the Mets win this series? We can't let them be happy. The dumb pumpkin thing, these songs
that
here.
That is kind of dumb.
It is.
I was expecting something different. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was painted with a Mets logo or something. It's just a pumpkin.
It's just a pumpkin.
Yeah, that's
it's an ordinary pumpkin.
All right, what else you got?
Yeah, I'll give you another reason.
What do you got?
Because I keep looking over at that bridge.
We're going to lose Kyle.
And you guys need a producer Monday.
No, we ain't going to need a producer because you better get your ass out that water and bring your butt to work Monday.
I mean, who's going to do this?
He hits ribs and lots of homers. A lot of long
I hate this song.
Balls.
I don't even know who he is, and he's annoying.
You know what the sad part is? This is going to be stuck in my head.
I need them out of the postseason. Plus, their players are very unlikable. I mean, you have Alonzo. We already know what he is. Big old weenie. That's what he is. That's what he is. And then
that's a tough drop for you, man.
It is. That's okay. Big ol' weenie. Is Nimmo the most unlikable player on that team?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I can't stand
Brandon. He sprints to first base when he walks. Like, just get out of here with that. I mean, like, he's a good player, but just get out of here with that. And their fans. I mean, their fans are among the most unlikable sports fans anywhere.
Nimmo's that guy that, like, if you're in, like, high school gym class, who is, like, sweating his face off and going, like,
Try hard.
Yes.
And you were just like, get this dude out of here.
They call them sweaties in when you're playing video games, sweaties.
Yeah, we can't have sweaties coming in here and winning this series. 215-592-94. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Confident, nervous, where are you on the series as we get ready for the Mets and the Phillies starting tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Citizens Bank Park. And you got to take the pledge with us. The pledge to not let Mets fans take over CBP. If you're selling tickets, sell them to a Phillies fan. And if you're going to be there, I'll be there for game one. If you're going to be there tomorrow or Sunday, you have to mute the Mets. If there are fans there, and there will be some, we cannot let them be louder than us. If they get loud, we get louder. Josh in Wilmington is up. Hey, Josh.
Josh.
Gentlemen, what is happening, dude?
What's up, man?
My nerves. Oh, Q, what's the word, my friend? Joe, Kyle, get off the nerve train, dude.
I don't feel nervous, Josh. I'm good. What do you mean nerve train?
I know. So listen, guys, can I have a little runway? Because I talk to you guys, you know, throughout the season about, you know, watching games with my daughter and all that stuff, right? And I like share with her, you know, the first time that I really remember a championship, 93, right? And it sucks because we came up short. I was at a World Series game. I quit my job at the Ponderosa in 1993. I was in high school. And I got a call at the restaurant from my stepfather, and, you know, he's like, hey, look, I got tickets from work for the game tonight. Can you get out of work and we'll go? And I'm like, absolutely. I go to my boss and I say, hey, can I leave? I had just gotten out of school. Like, can I leave? I got World Series tickets for tonight. And he was like, no. So I took my apron off and threw it in his chest and walked out.
Oh, I love that. Josh, the Ponderosa is old school. I mean, you know, that is an old school.
Yeah, man, I was a sophomore in high school, stocking the buffet, man. Stocking
buffet,
the salad bar.
Ponderosa buffet. Oh yeah.
So we have that, right? And then we get, you know, the time goes by, and we're into 08. And 08 was great, right? I mean, holy moly, we watched that team evolve, and we rejoiced finally, right?
Yep.
And then I'm sharing with Olivia, my daughter, you know, how cool it is to follow a team, and we've been able to follow this team for a couple years, right? So I'm thinking to myself last night, man, like, we've been really fortunate over these past, let's just call it 20 years, of just being close, you know, winning a few. The Eagles get the one, the Phillies get the one. But, you know, overall, we should be really fortunate. One, the national audience is actually kind of embraced the Philadelphia fan, and it's all due to the Phillies. You know, we're a blessed organization, and I think we all should just kind of relax and enjoy the fact, one, that we get to play the Mets to start this off, right? Two, we know them. We saw them gas last night. I'm watching Diaz in they bring him in the seventh inning, and I'm like, wow, this just goes to show you how cooked they are. However, I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to get too out of line with that, but the point is we should all just take a second, breathe in, and really, really just enjoy the fact, one, that Bryce Harper says the bank is turning red tomorrow. One, that got me jacked up. Two, I'm going to get to enjoy this with my daughter, who's now able to be a fan. Three, we have the showman ready to go. Dude, we have everything we need. Zach Wheeler, Schwarber, Stott, Bowles. Hey, you know what? Rojas might be wanting to sacrifice the chicken in the locker room, and we're going to have to get up to KFC before the game. It doesn't matter. Phillies, win this series. I'm excited. Get excited. You bring a hoodie in a backpack. Don't worry about what you look like. If you want to tie it around your waist, do it.
Tell him, Josh.
We're going, baby. It's time. It is now. Let's go.
Let's go, Josh. We appreciate it.
Josh was a little disrespectful today. That was a little.
I think he was honoring Pedro Serrano from Major League with the sacrificing
of the chicken. Yeah, that's a little much. That's a little much.
Listen, if a chicken's got to go for the Phillies to win, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think.
Say goodbye to the chicken. I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't think nobody in the locker room sacrificed the chickens, though, man.
If that's what it takes to beat the Mets, you sacrifice chicken. They did it in Major League, did they not? I mean, is there any cost like that we're not going to want to do?
No, I'm just saying this is what we fossed on a Friday. This is the type of
big old weenie
shenanigans.
It was a Major League reference. Give Josh a break. You're just upset because he said you can't tie the sweatshirt around your waist. Dude,
no, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I'm not going to do that.
But I see a grown ass man with a sweatsuit tied around his waist or around his neck, like Biff. Remember back in the day. The dude with the V-necks and the little-ass shorts. He's tied a sweater around his neck.
You know who ties sweatshirts around their necks?
Who?
Mets fans.
Yeah, yes. I can see that.
Yeah, we'll see some of those tomorrow. 215-592-9494.
He hits ribs.
I can't.
He's going to run it to death, huh?
Lots of homers.
We're not losing to this team. We're not losing to this team.
That song is terrible.
Not, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Padres guys a few years ago.
What's that? This what it is? Or the
That's
family?
That's what's oh, in. Those clowns.
Well, I'll tell you, so they embarrassed their children. They're probably still embarrassed behind that. Is that your dad? No, that's not my father. That is not my dad.
I never met that guy before.
I don't know who. He's just somebody that knows my mom.
Billy going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in. Padres on the loose. Let's go, Goose. That's what's in.
It's so bad.
No.
Bryce gonna lose, and Manny's gonna cruise. That's what's in.
The bad part about it is that you had your friends think that that was a good idea. Yeah, dog, let's do that. Nah. No, that wasn't a good idea.
He hits ribs and lots of
I'm going to just say this. Sometimes you need to lead the things that require talent to the people that actually have talent.
Leave it to the professionals.
Yeah, leave it to the people that have talent.
Yeah, because that guy, there's not talent there. Ken in Hamilton's up. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Ken, we're good, buddy. What are you feeling?
My first time caller, avid listener of these two. You're great together. You make my day. You make me laugh. I just read, you probably heard already, the Padres are blocking the Dodger fans from getting tickets to go down to San Diego to watch the Dodgers play.
Ken, I did hear that. Yeah.
So the zip code or something.
Why can't we do that? You know?
So I think if I read it right, Ken, I think they're doing it almost kind of the tickets you buy from the team. I think the issue we're going to have is the secondary market, right? Because anyone could go on there, and that's not, you know, the Phillies don't run, you know, StubHub or Ticketmaster. They're just partners with them. But, Ken, it's interesting because both these series here have, you know, close proximity to each other, right? So fans can invade the other stadium both out west and here. We're going to see we'll see a lot of that.
Yeah. And I'm very confident. I'm pumped up. I'm jacked. We're going to send those stinking Mets fans back to New York with tears running down their face.
That's right.
Tail between their legs. Yes. And you.
Yes, sir.
I'm a big fan of you when you played. You played it the right way. You got after it. One of my favorite Eagles of all time. I wanted to tell you that. Thank you very much.
Oh, Ken, we appreciate it. Good phone call, Ken.
Does Ken know that you're plant-based now?
Don't ruin it for him. He's a fan. Yeah. I mean, don't ruin it.
Yeah.
Tell him who you is
like
now.
Richie Allen did.
poor Marty.
Yeah, I feel bad for Marty.
Stop. Again, we have there's zero empathy for Mets fans on this show.
No, he's a fraud.
I think he initially was a Phillies fan.
Call him a fraud, Hill.
He's a fraud.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
I don't feel like going back and forth with you guys today. I don't feel like, you know, I'm having a good day.
You're stepping out.
I'm having a good day.
Well, if you don't feel like doing that, then tomorrow, if you get warm, just don't worry about the sweatshirt thing.
If you, whatever you wear down there, you got to go ahead and ride it out. If you just hot.
You know, no
hot.
One will pay attention to what you're doing. You ever notice that?
Sometimes they do.
Well, I don't think they really will care if you're wearing your sweatshirt or a t-shirt.
Did somebody get a tweet? Hugh Douglas has a sweatshirt wrapped around his waist.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying, it's like, as a guy, you don't want to have to carry a whole lot of stuff. You just want to, you know, carry like minimal stuff.
Well, then don't wear the sweatshirt.
I mean, but what if it's get cooler?
Carry the sweatshirt.
You can't carry it. You got to just roll. You got to roll with it. Like, guys out there understand what I mean.
I don't know if they do.
No, they do. Like, you don't carry extra
insecure
clothes.
Insecure guys know what you're talking.
No, you just don't carry extra clothes. You just don't.
Why?
That's like what. That's what women do.
You weren't a scout when you were a kid. A scout is always prepared.
Cub Scout, Boy Scout.
Yeah,
I don't know how to tie a double Windsor knot.
He was a man scout.
He graduated to Man Scout.
That don't even sound right. I would have rolled him until he told me no.
Let's go back to the phones. Right. Joe and King of Prussia is taking the pledge. What's up, Joe?
Yo, how we doing, fellas?
What's going on?
Good, Joe. What's up?
Hey, first of all, I just want to give a shout out to my two favorite Mets fans, James Anderson and Jack Whitmore. You guys are cooked. I don't know if you guys are listening, but appreciate you guys. Just wanted to call.
I don't give a
pledge
shit.
And.
But they are cooked, Joe. Yeah, they're totally cooked.
They're cooked. I love the idea of the pledge. But on top of that, I always loved just when I was in the same room as my little sister, pretending she wasn't even there. And oh my God, that would make her angry. So I think on top of the pledge, we got to just drown them out. Play the quiet game with them, man. They don't exist to us for this weekend.
Well, and the Phillies can help us with that. Get a lead in the game. Don't let them get back in the game. If they're down the whole time, we won't hear a peep out of them. They'll put their tail back between their legs and head up to New York.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, man, I got one more thing. I was scrolling through Twitter today, saw an unfortunate picture for the Mets. Diddy's a Mets fan, so if we got God on our side, we're going to win this thing.
Joe, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
I didn't get four games.
Four games. All right, Phil's in four, the official prediction from Joe there. Phil's in four. We haven't given our official prediction in terms of the series. We could do that by the end of the show. But, Hugh, are you thinking this is going to be a longer series or a shorter series?
Short series.
Short series?
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, I don't want to be too overconfident because that kind of sounds like it would be, but I was thinking three. But I would say four. I'll go four. Four sounds like the house number.
Oh.
What? What's wrong with four?
Kyle's nervous. That's what's wrong with four.
Oh, I forgot. Kyle.
He's got his head in his hands back there.
Whatever you do, whatever happens, just be at work Monday. That's all we care about.
I'm not sure we'll have Kyle Monday if things go bad.
I don't think it's going to go bad. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so either. But let's have this conversation.
You got to suck it up, though.
Wait, but what is bad this weekend? I mean, obviously bad would be 0-2. Is 1-1 good? I want to get the first two. I don't want to give them any life.
It all depends on which one you lose. Like, if you lose the first one, I think people are going to panic. I don't think that's going to be. Let me be clear.
Well, of course they
are. That's going to be the case. But I also think that if you lose the first one, that changes things. Then you got to go with Nola, second day.
So yesterday, Ruben Amaro brought that up with us. I thought it was a really interesting perspective. No one's brought this up yet except Ruben with us yesterday. The idea that maybe they would change the pitching order depending on game one. And I understood his reasoning on that. The only thing for me is they do have routines. You know, like Nola, Sanchez, all the starters, you know, they probably have a routine, kind of what they do physically to get ready 1, 2, 3 days before a start.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how you slice the cake, you're interrupting that routine because someone would have to wait an extra 2 days to pitch. There's no game Monday, right? We have an off day Monday. Game three is Tuesday. We shall see. How about we just win the game tomorrow, right? Can we just win game one and not have to worry about this? And then I'm guessing we'll see Sanchez in game number two, Nola in game three. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Or should I say almost good afternoon, gentlemen?
Good morning. Almost good afternoon, Bruce.
Man, you know, hey, look, this optimism thing has kind of got me a little twisted, man. I mean, I'm surprised that Kyle is on the plant-based mode and you all are operating as carnivores.
That's right.
Kyle's young. He doesn't get it.
Well, no, I think he's just got fear. He's got a lot of fear right now.
He's
got fear. Hey, look, I wanted the Brewers, and I'm gonna tell you the way they lost that series, it just made me even more mad about the Mets coming in here. I just feel as though we're gonna. I'm confident that we can take all three games. I seriously believe that with the pitching lineup that we have. And as long as the bats come out and they're going to be ready, and I tell you, I'm sure that you know the last time the Phillies they didn't do so well, and I hope Harper's taking notes because you know he struck out 9 times in that series, and some of our power hitters did not do so well against the Mets. So I hope that they're taking all of that in. They may be taking a look at getting their bat discipline on point. And I think that they're going to – I mean, we're going to be okay. Now, I don't know, with this number four pitcher, I mean, do you think that it could be a possibility that maybe they just put Nola at number one and then start Wheeler at in the second game?
No, I know it's going to be Wheeler tomorrow. Wheeler's going to pitch tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, it's going to definitely be Wheeler. Either way it goes, you know what? We're going to be okay. So bring them on. We're going to stump a mud hole in their ass, and then it's going to be on to the next series, period.
There we go. There we go, Bruce. There we go. Bruce with Bruce, the phone call. Yeah, tomorrow's Wheeler. Wheeler's starting game one. The benefit, too, of having Wheeler pitch the first game, besides the fact that he's the best pitcher, is he can come back later in the series to pitch again. He'll pitch game five if there is one. Or, Hugh, if for some reason we're in dire straits, I think Zach Wheeler could come back on 3 days rest for game four. Like that, he could pitch twice in the series.
Yeah,
if we need
they seem like they're pretty locked in. I can definitely see that happen, but I don't think that's going to be the case, Joe. We're going to get this one. We got this.
Tomorrow.
We got this tomorrow.
So we got Sunday, too.
Yes.
2-0.
I feel like that's the case, yes.
Oh, boy. The feeling in this town would just go from mostly confident, a little nervous, to full on. We got this thing. We kind of squash them out if we get the first two games at home this weekend. 215-592-9494. All right, here's what we got coming up. Rest of the show today. We will have Scott Fransky. Fransky Friday coming up in a few minutes. I'm sure Scott is fired up for a Red October and the atmosphere at the park tomorrow at 12:30. We'll go eavesdropping. What are they talking about up in New York? We'll kind of eavesdrop on WFAN up there. Are they confident? Are they nervous? What are they feeling as their team gets ready to come in here? Your phone calls throughout the show here. Are you confident or nervous? I haven't checked the Twitter poll today at all. I wonder what people are feeling. What's your guess, Hugh, on the Twitter poll today? Do you think people are feeling confident, or are those Kyle Quinn nerves out there?
I'm going to say I have a feeling this poll is a lot closer than I think it is. So I'm going to go – you say – I'm going to go 60-40.
You're close. So far, first couple hours of the show, which are you feeling more going into the NLDS? It is our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. 57%. First couple hours of the show on confident. They are confident, like myself, like you, Hugh, confident that we're going to win this series. 43%. It's actually a pretty big number. You know, more than 40% of people are Kyle Quinn nervous, Jack Fritz nervous. A little nervousness going on around here as we head into the NLDS with those guys. So 57-43 is the breakdown. We got a lot to do. We'll put together a same game parlay. X Factors coming up as well later on in the show. 215-592-9494. All right, that's how you hop aboard. Scott Fransky next, and we'll get back to all your phone calls. Plus, we need you to take the pledge with us, the pledge to mute the Mets. If you're going to the game tomorrow or you're going to the game on Sunday, we need you to be loud, more than regular loud for Phillies playoff games, because we have to drown out whatever number of Mets fans we have in there. Mute them, be louder than Mets fans. Take the pledge to mute the Mets.